Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
Hello.
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 President Trump.
Chad and KJ, right?
It's
yeah,
close.
How's this heat wave treating you guys?
Fine.
Lots of people think that all this heat is because of climate change, but I will tell you the real reason our country is having so many heat waves is because we have too many thermometers, more than any other country by far. And if we would just stop checking the thermometers, we would have much fewer days over 90 degrees, believe me.
That makes sense.
Yep.
We saw your press conference Tuesday. It felt like a campaign speech, but you know, Joe Biden says he can't wait to debate you.
Well, it makes sense that Biden can't wait to debate me because if we wait too long, he's going to fall asleep. He falls asleep. He's sleepy Joe Biden, for crying out loud. Now, I, on the other hand, am a master debater. But I have to admit, it's really tough talk from a guy sitting in his basement wearing an adult diaper trying to send out tweets using a homing pigeon.
We heard you took a cognitive test and you said you aced it. And your doctors were very surprised by your unbelievable results.
You know what? They saw the results of my cognitive test, and they were absolutely blown away. They were blown away. They said no one has ever cognated at such a high level. No one. My cognitation index is huge, believe me.
Congratulations.
So what's the deal with the White House and Dr. Fauci?
Okay, let's clear this up once and for all, okay? I have absolutely no intention of discrediting Dr. Fauci or getting rid of him. Basically, I can't get rid of him, because if we asked him, he'd show up on CNN and every other fake news outlet. He just won't go away, guys. Fauci's the genital herpes of medical experts. By the way, did you know Fauci, translated from Italian, means rash that won't go away?
Oh.
Yeah. I learned that with Rosetta Stone.
Phil, can look that up, please?
I have no idea. Right. Okay. I believe him.
You can look it up. Right,
yeah,
look it up.
We're going to fact check that. You retweeted a conspiracy theory post from former game show host Chuck Woolery.
Right.
Who said the CDC, the media, doctors, and Democrats are all lying about COVID-19.
Seriously, who are you going to trust during a pandemic? Infectious disease experts or Love Connection host Chuck Woolery? Come on. The guy is known for matching people together, which means he knows chemistry. And chemistry is science. I mean, and if you're too young to remember, Chuck Woolery was the original host of Wheel of Fortune. And he says the country's in great shape and nowhere near.
Oh, you have your own sound effects.
Seriously, like a game show yourself.
Phil, did you fact check that?
So, yes. Good lead.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that at all.
No.
I typed Fauci into Google Translate and it detected the language as Italian and it means Jaws.
You know, sometimes they have a play button on Google when you look up a word.
Yeah.
Tells you how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
When I looked up Fauci, I hit the play button. I wouldn't want my name showing up like that on Google.
No. Was Chuck Woolery the original host of Wheel of Fortune? Can you check that, Phil?
He's right. It was Chuck.
Yep.
Wow.
See that?
All right. Well, thank you for coming on, President Trump.
Stay huge, Chaz and AJ.
Anytime anyone has ever talked to me during this experience, I always either laugh.
Oh, no.
Or get really awkward.
Oh, wow. Well.
Yeah.
Wear headphones.
Jennifer and I joke about this a lot, because the one time someone said to me, you know, she's talking to me dirty.
Uh-huh.
And she said, say something to me.
Oh, no. What'd you say? The fact you're laughing just can't be good. What did you say? I got to mail my insurance check?
His face is bright red.
I said, let's do it.
Were you already doing it?
Yes.
Let's do it. Yeah, maybe just like point to stuff.
I don't know what to say. Just I'm not here to talk.
Just point to stuff.
We already did the talking part.
Right.
That's talking part said, is over.
Right.
That's what you said to me when I asked if you wanted to go to dinner.
Let's do it.
Hey.
I'm sweating right now.
I think that's fantastic.
That's probably the best I've seen you in a long time.
Yeah.
Gary in New Haven has a story. Gary.
Will help you lose 15 to 115 pounds.
Gary.
Gary.
Gary. Gary!
Hi, Gary.
Gary.
He sounds like he's listening to commercials very loud.
Yes, he is.
Gary.
Or he's being bitched at by somebody.
Gary.
Gary. Gary, 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 Gary,
Gary,
Gary.
Gary.
Gary?
G-A-R-Y. Spears, Gary.
It's funny when you, and this is like bad dating. When you get this far in, you're like, all right, I'm getting something out of this.
Yeah. Yeah. All the pain and suffering. I hear us now.
You can hear us.
Yes.
Gary.
At some point, he's going to hear us saying Gary.
3, 2, 1.
Hello. What happened?
This would be horrible if he had a heart attack and died during the Def Leppard song.
Stop. I thought he left the phone on the table and like went to the bathroom or something.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's,
maybe he's pooping. Yeah. Yeah. Gary.
Gary. Flush, man. Wipe. Come on. Let's go.
We're going to get back to Gary. Now I'm curious.
Yeah. God, I've got to know. I've got to know.
Peter in Southington.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. See, you responded.
And Ashley, you guys are way too nice to Gary. You gave him way too much time.
Yeah, I know. The best years of my life. I feel so violated.
I know. So I got a great story about 10, 15 years ago, maybe. Do you remember the god-awful sequel, Little Fockers?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Are you telling us about you?
So, so my girlfriend and I at the time were in the back of the movie theater.
Ah. It became Dirty Fockers.
You,
Pretty much. Yep. So,
Public Fockers.
I don't know if I can say that on the radio.
We were, luckily for us, the theater was almost empty because the movie was so awful.
Yeah.
And it was more like, it wasn't really push-push. It was more like what?
Ashley's confused. I think right. I am a little bit, too, to be honest.
You Phil can fact check real quick. You can figure out what that means.
What?
And, what?
And now back to music.
What?
And, and then the end of the story was we didn't really have time to finish in the theater, so we moved to the parking lot.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
see?
Wow.
Yeah. You gave the gold credits.
There you go.
There you go, see?
Well, you were way better than Gary.
Yes, a wonderful performance, yes. Bravo.
All right, thanks, gang.
Peter,
love the show.
You.
Have a great day.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Yes. Little Fockers, huh?
You know, the most I did back then in a movie theater was you do the you're sitting next to the girl and you do the yawn.
Gotcha.
And then you put the arm, now you have your arm around her.
Yeah.
When I was in school, I remember a lot of people like in movie theaters, like that was a story. Like on Mondays, like who did what in the movie theater?
Oh, really?
It's a big deal, yeah.
Like what, the popcorn trick?
Right.
Man, I heard about that. I'm like, wow, that's really good. So I would look in the theater for girls who are, like, eating popcorn without using their hands.
Never saw.
Okay, Fun Fact Friday.
Yay!
I love this segment. We learned so much.
Yay!
I forget it all, but I learn it temporarily.
Yay!
1-877-764-2535. So we go to you. You say, fun fact, and then give us your fun fact, and then we all say,
oh. No, hey, how you doing? How you been? Fun
then,
fact.
Then we may or may not discuss the fun fact after.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
So it kind of goes like this.
Right.
Fun fact. Scotland has 420 words for snow.
Can we understand them, though?
Sneasel.
Bless you.
Flink drinking.
Flink drinking. I like that.
I have no idea.
I love flink drinking.
Feeful.
Feeful.
Oh, feeful. Fun.
Right. Did I write these words down?
Hey, is it going to feeful outside?
Hello? Does AJ know?
Feefling like a son of a bitch up here in Salisbury.
It's Finkle Dinkle over here.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Feeful.
Feeful.
All right, AJ.
The blob. I'm sorry. Fun fact.
Wow.
Shut up. Shut up, Phil. Relax, goose boy.
You screwed that up right away.
Fun fact. I don't want to meow. I'm going to smack it.
Feeful.
Fun fact, the blob of toothpaste on your toothbrush is called a nurdle.
A feeful nurdle.
There you go, nurdle. Isn't that, that sounds like a place, feeful nurdle.
Nurdle.
Feeful nurdle. Feeful nurdle, feeful nurdle.
That's where I'm going on vacation, actually.
Yeah, put the nurdle in your mouth.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Don't talk with a nurdle in your mouth.
Exactly. Is that a nurdle in your brush?
That nurdle's all foaming up on the side of your mouth.
King of the nurdles.
All right, Ashley.
Fun fact. The color which we see when we close our eyes is called Ejengrau, which is different from black.
Why is it different?
Oh. Oh.
I don't know. It has a name.
I don't know.
Seems black to me.
Yeah. You know what happens when you close your eyes in the sun? You ever say that weird thing that goes like dances across your eyelid? Almost looks like an amoeba. Goes,
yes.
There's like a whole bunch of... Yep.
I have
that's,
to,
what's
I have,
the nurdle?
What do they call those things? What is that amoeba-like thing in your eyelid in the sunshine?
You probably have bugs.
No, it's not a bug. It's not a bug. But you see this little thing. Matter of fact, even Family Guy had it on one episode where they had this thing.
Oh, well, that's our...
Where Peter was like, what is that thing in my eye over here?
Yeah. You probably have bugs.
It's not a bug, no. I'm not the only person.
No, I've seen it.
Like when you're like laying, like if you're like getting a tan, you close your eyes and you just see that thing going, just kind of like drifts across your eyelid.
Eye floaters, or Musca volantis, Latin for hovering flies, are those tiny, oddly shaped objects that sometimes appear in your vision, most often when you're looking at the sky on a sunny day.
Thank you.
Oh.
Good, I'm not crazy.
Phil?
Fun fact, Chaz, you inspired me. The national animal for Scotland is the unicorn.
Yay!
That's no unicorn, you drunk boob.
Doesn't the national animal have to exist?
I would think
not
so,
not in Scotland!
Yeah, but how much whiskey did he drink?
FIFA!
And scotch, obviously.
Ashley, can you do a Scottish accent?
I'm gonna go drink and then go golfing.
Now you sound drunk, that works.
Emma in Wallingford.
Fun fact. The top six foods that make you fart are beans, corn, bell peppers, cauliflower, cabbage, and milk.
Milk?
Milk.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Milk fart does the body good.
Lactose intolerance.
Yes. Did not know about milk.
Yes. Because squid.
Cabbage. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Well, sauerkraut.
Forget death.
About it. Yep.
Just death.
Yeah, and when you're wearing a mask, by the way.
It not only gives you gas, yeah. It gives you gas of death.
Yeah. Have you had gas while wearing one of those masks yet?
If you go into a greenhouse and have a cabbage fart, yeah. Everything dies.
My rhododendron!
What did he say?
Go ahead, AJ. What did you say about the mask?
If you have gas when you have one of those masks on, somehow it finds what becomes a pocket of death.
It gets into your mask?
It gets in the mask, yeah. Also, never poop with that on either.
Do you fart out your mouth?
No. Somehow the gas just finds its way up there. I guess because it goes to your nose and I smell it. But somehow it loves the mask.
I always knew you would talk a lot of, you know.
Are you good?
Thank you, Emma.
Thanks.
Yeah, like, none of you have done that, really?
Now, the thing with the mask for me,
yeah.
When we started wearing them, I thought, wow, I really don't have great breath.
Yes, often. You noticed that. Yep. I now have gum in my truck.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh.
For me, it's the sneezes.
It's a game changer.
You sneeze into a mask and it just, you got a wet, half of your face is just wet.
Oh, whatever you do, don't have onions and burp with those masks on. Not a good idea.
Fish nipples.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Fun fact.
Good morning.
The coconut crab is a prehistoric crab that lives on land eating nuts and berries and climbing coconut trees.
I caught those ones.
It's almost 3 foot wide and 2 foot tall. It's huge.
Did you even know?
2 feet tall?
Did you even know there was a coconut crab?
Oh, dude, look up a coconut crab. You will be scared.
Where do you see them?
Coconuts.
I think South America, I believe.
All right, so
they grew long. They came out of the ocean many years ago. And they grew lungs. They're huge. They're about as big as an aluminum garbage can. They climb coconut trees.
Really?
Are you looking this up,
down.
Ashley?
They put the crab in the coconut.
They're freaking huge. I wouldn't want to meet one.
Wow.
Freaking huge. Are they nasty?
Body length
yes.
Up to 16 inches, a weight up to 9 pounds, and a leg span more than 3 feet.
Do they taste good, though?
Yes.
Are they good for cooking?
Can you eat them?
They're actually protected now.
Oh, so that means no.
They've been put
why
on
do
the
people do that?
Why do people do that?
There aren't a lot left. You have to save them.
You can have coconut crab for dinner.
Wow, fish nipples, you are right. They show one of the pictures that comes up immediately is one climbing up a metal garbage can, you're right. It is the size of a metal garbage can.
Oh, my God. It's a dinosaur.
That you could have a movie like The Attack of the Coconut Crabs.
Oh, they're horrifying.
They really are.
Yeah,
that's a shotgun blast.
Ah! Oh, my God. Holy crap. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You screamed, and I thought there was one on your head.
No, I just saw a picture.
Fish nipples, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, that was a great...
Yeah, well, the nightmares begin tonight. Thank you.
I was introduced to those a couple of years ago. Someone sent me an article about one of them killing a chicken or like some kind of a bird.
Right.
Just rips it to pieces. I was like, oh! I didn't know that existed.
You became Survivor?
Did they walk sideways like all the other crabs?
Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. How come you never see us on Survivor? I mean, you can survive with one of those freaking crabs.
Right. See, I'd watch Survivor again if they had to survive against things like this.
Yeah. Ugh. Boil that sucker,
survive
man.
Against one another. Pff, please.
You'll get at least a dozen crab cakes out of one.
They can weigh as much as a house cat.
Oh.
Yeah, Ashley was saying 9 pounds.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I wonder if they taste good.
Why would you protect them?
Seriously, they're nasty. Like,
why would the government say you can't kill these
because
things?
Because there aren't a lot left. Everybody was killing them and eating them, probably.
I don't have a problem with that.
Is the world going to be a terrible place without coconut crabs?
No one says, oh, let's go out and get a coconut crab for a pet.
Exactly, right. When they're fluffy or bitey, one of the two.
But it manages the ecosystem.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Okay. We'll take care of it. What does it do? We'll do it.
You know what? I'm going to rev my car up on purpose today.
This is how big they are. It shows a human with one of their claws, using it as a pipe, like a flute or something. Like a wind instrument. Fish nipples called in this thing that I can't stop looking at now.
It's disgusting.
The coconut crab.
Yep.
It's a giant, giant crab. And I think that I'm looking at this. I'm like, how have they not made a movie about these things attacking people yet?
Seriously.
This is a living, breathing monster.
Yeah.
That roams the earth.
And looks delicious.
Okay.
It does. I love crab. So.
Yeah. I see that thing and I'm like, that's a monster. That's a shotgun blast.
Yeah. No,
I wonder how many small crabs you have to eat to get the same amount of meat in one of those coconut.
A lot. Right. A lot. We're talking the deadliest. Okay, the deadliest catch guys catch those crabs.
But why didn't they use that back in the medieval times when they had the castle and the army storming the castle and you just throw a bunch of coconut crabs down on them?
Right. Coconut crab.
Screw the hot oil.
Release the coconut crabs.
Right.
Right. They're all running sideways to the guy.
Which way are they coming? I can't tell. Right.
They're looking sideways, but they're running forwards. How are they doing that? Oh, it's some sort of sorcery.
There was a movie in the 70s
where
everything got big. Do you remember what that was? Had giant rats.
Yeah.
Giant everything.
I know there was a crab monster a couple movies in the 50s, late 50s. Yeah. I can't remember. Some of them don't. I don't remember that one.
You got to grab some of these.
Wow. That was legit. That was legit.
That one?
Shut up, Phil.
There were the rodents of unusual size in The Princess Bride.
Yes, the ones that were attacking them in the, what was it? The
forest.
The forest of something or other.
Right.
How do you know about that?
Oh, I love Princess Bride. It's a great movie.
It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah. The sword fight scene between Cary Elwes and what the hell's his name? The guy Inigo Montoya.
You are Inigo. No. Inigo Montoya. Hello.
Yeah.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
Yeah, whatever. I'm talking to the actor.
Killed my father.
In any event, the sword fight scene in that is worth it alone.
I was doing an impression and you messed it up.
That was not that good.
Yeah. It was.
I was trying to save you.
Wow.
Mandy Patinkin.
Thank you.
Right.
Couldn't think of his name.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
That's not Mandy Patinkin.
I know, but it's another quote.
You're just blending characters together. People who have no idea what this movie is, they have no idea what you're talking about.
So, coconut crabs.
Exactly right. See? So, fun facts.
Jay and Wilkett.
Happy Fun Fact Friday, guys.
You too.
My fun fact is whenever there's an excessive rainfall, there's still storm drains hooked up to sewer lines. So the sewer plants get overwhelmed with water. And what do you think they do? They open the floodgates and dump it right into the rivers and the ocean.
This doesn't seem like a fun fact. Yeah. It seems like a gross fact.
Yeah, more like a red flag warning here.
This is a classroom lesson.
Yeah, brown tide alert.
Thank you, Jay.
Never go swimming after a rainfall.
Thank you. That's a good fun fact.
That is good to know.
Yeah, that would have been the headline, and then you explain.
Yeah, a good health fact also.
Fun fact.
Like a fudge fact.
Devin in Stratford.
Good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes. You're supposed to start with fun fact.
Fun fact. Tardigrades, a microscopic organism, the only microscopic organism that can survive in deep water, you know, in the bottoms of the ocean.
Like, I'm going to put you out of your misery.
Please, I don't even know. I don't know.
Well, I feel better myself.
Devin calls it all the time. That was not your best ever.
No. Fun fact, an aneurysm.
Karen.
Hold on a second. Let me take you off. How are you?
Good, thank you. Hey. How are you, Karen?
You sounded...
What's that?
But I have two losers. I don't want to copycat, but the barista, coffee person, and my friend.
Is it barista or barista?
Barista.
Will not stop stalking. Nuggets of police already warned him, but Karen's a good-hearted person. So
are you talking about yourself in the third person, or are you talking about another Karen?
Yeah, which Karen? We're talking about him.
Why do they use Karen, by the way? Could you guys explain that to me? My son tried.
Yeah, I can see why.
AJ. I'm going to post something on your Facebook right now.
No. Go ahead.
Have a good weekend. I don't have time to talk today.
What? Where do you? What do you have to do that's more important?
Get to pee or something?
What do you have to do?
Yeah, where are you going?
For her mom and... Stop it.
What?
But I do have stuff planned. Kevin, from Michael Anthony's.
What?
So let me know where I could deliver.
Wait, what?
What in hell are you talking about?
Are you going to be in the office, Ashley?
Yes?
Are you guys going to be in your office on August 7th?
You can't come here.
Yeah, we have no visitors.
Well, I don't want to come there, Chaz. I was just going to go in the parking lot and hand you a stuffed bread from Michael Anthony's.
Oh,
stuffed
bread. On August 7th. So we're slowly getting food.
Why August 7th? Does it take that long to make it?
That's stuffed bread day, obviously, Chaz.
AJ, do you remember the car?
What?
Do you remember the car, AJ?
In West Haven?
Which car in West Haven?
She brought you food by the car. There's a ton of cars in West Haven.
Which one?
The one that brought you food.
Yeah, that's happened a couple times.
One
yeah.
on the right-hand side, right before Sam's.
AJ, do you remember?
No, you were at the. You came to the car wash.
Oh, see, Chaz remembers.
You guys are lost today.
No.
I'm going to talk to you next week.
Chaz, I feel like it's the other way around.
No.
We're here and you're out there.
Right. Way out there.
No,
stratosphere.
But they're going to be made fresh on August 7th. Or I deliver.
As opposed to made, like, not
who's,
fresh.
Who's making this bread? Is it you?
Michael Anthony's Carmine. No.
Oh, that's right. You told me that.
Right. Hey, Carmine.
No.
Hey, Carmine.
No. What are you thinking?
Hey, Carmine. Let me get bread away.
I think they make Lappuccino, that place.
Do they only make bread once a year?
I don't. Dinosaur?
Just for you, Chaz. For meatballs on it.
Chuck.
Wow. That would be a meatball sandwich, not bread.
AJ?
Yo.
Did you eat the whole pizza when I brought it to your calzone or whatever it was?
There's a big difference.
What in the hell is going on here today?
Pizza or a calzone?
No, she brought the pizza to his calzone. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
so let's start over.
You know what a pizza is a calzone
open
with a roof.
Right.
A calzone is a pizza with a roof.
Okay, so what do you want your stuffed bread, Chaz? Put your order right now.
You're rubbing off
on me. They're going to make it fresh that morning.
Okay, so when was the weed party exactly?
I don't smoke weed. My son thinks I should.
Yeah, I agree.
Why not try it at this point, Karen?
Yeah, why not? Live dangerously.
I don't know. I'm swimming today at the Milford Y for 2 hours. I have a designated lane, lane one at 12.
Oh, she's going.
Nobody comes in for, it's great. I'm looking good. I'll be posting pictures.
She's going to be there at 12. Ashley looks at the clock.
I don't think so. Wow, she's going.
Wow. Are we friends on Facebook,
She only
Karen?
Has 3 hours and 5 minutes
Ashley
to get there.
Christmas. I want to look like Ashley by Christmas.
I don't recommend it.
You're growing bangs?
You have bangs and teeth?
AJ, go lick your phone.
Yeah, AJ, go lick your phone.
That was
AJ.
Ashley who licked your phone. Yeah. Get it right, woman.
I'm buying Ashley a mug. It says, if I licked it, it's mine.
Okay. I'll drink out of it.
Do you drink the pool water while you're swimming?
Yeah, really.
No, but I'm...
No, she's underwater for the 2 hours.
Submersible.
Chaz.
Yes. Yes, Karen.
If you don't behave, you're not getting... My only question is, because when is the fundraiser for the kids? When is your next fundraiser for the
toy drive?
Toy drive. We had a meeting.
Whatever you want to call it.
We had a meeting yesterday.
I'm calling it.
Okay.
It is going to happen in some form, and we're working out those details because we're in a different world now. But I have to say, I believe, based on what I heard yesterday and what we were all talking about, it's going to be bigger and better.
Yep. And newly improved.
But different.
Yes.
So... Get excited.
What is it going to be so I can get all my people that don't listen to PLR to give money anyways?
It's like December 11th.
Okay. I got time.
Yep.
And you got time for the stuffed bread?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. We got it circled
August
on the calendar.
It'll be stale by the toy drive.
Don't come to this building, Karen.
I don't want any bread left in my car.
I just need to know before I let you go, why August 7th?
Well, because I don't have any money till then.
Oh, gotcha.
It was for this month, but unfortunately, I guess I tipped too many people in Naugatuck. It was probably cops. I probably threw too much bottled water. I don't know.
Hold on a second. Phil's going to get your number and address.
No, I don't want
to. Hold on. Got to send her some. Like,
yeah.
Restaurant
she's
card
kooky, but
something.
She's amazing.
She doesn't have any money till August 7th, and when she does get money, she's going to give us something.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. That's very nice.
I like her even more now.
I know.
She's entertaining and has a big heart. Phil picks up the phone, puts it down, and then radios through. Oh, boy.
I know. Yeah,
that's never a good sign. Oh, boy.
Oh, I looked something up, Ashley. Maybe we'll have a discussion during the next break.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Right. That comes at the end of this break. So, first, Fred from Farmington.
Fred from Farmington.
Fred.
Are you rubbing off on me? He's been on the phone.
Sorry to disappoint you guys, but I'm sober and I don't wear found underwear.
Yeah, well,
he's lived the whole life on hold for over an hour.
Wow.
Fred has a winner.
It takes commitment.
Yes, it does.
I have a winner. Let's keep it positive and give good hope for the future. The six-year-old boy that saved his sister.
That was my winner, too.
From the dog that was attacking.
I had the same.
Yep.
So that's three. This makes that kid the winner,
right?
Yep. Amazing. Bridger Walker.
Well, bring us through the story, Fred.
Yeah, so they were playing outside, and the dog came into the area and started going towards the sister, acting aggressively, and the six-year-old stayed between the dog and his three-year-old sister and was later quoted as saying, if somebody has to die, I'd rather it be me than her.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's been Chris Evans and several other The Avenger actors that have reached out to him. And
Chris Evans sent him the Captain America shield.
Yeah, I was going to say, yep.
Yeah, with all that's going on, it's a dad like that.
Could have used it.
You can't predict the future.
Yeah. In case that dog's still around, I'm guessing, yes.
Yeah.
Not one of those Avengers could see this one coming?
Yeah, really? That would be Doctor Strange. The fault would lie with him.
Where was Iron Man?
Right? He could see 14 million different outcomes in the fight against Thanos. He can't see this happening?
Right.
Come on.
Right.
His face is just torn apart.
It is. It's horrific what happened to him.
Yeah.
What did he get, like really? Over 90 stitches?
Yeah,
it took over 90 stitches with plastic 90. Surgery reconstructed.
6-year-old boy.
Yep. Yeah.
It's amazing that he would sacrifice himself at that young for his sister.
Yeah. I think most kids would
keep
just
it positive, guys. Thanks.
Yeah,
thank you.
When they're in their teens, they want to kill each other.
Crap.
Yeah, I like that. That was a very positive one.
Very positive.
Holy crap.
Yep. Brave boy.
Is there a picture of him on the internet?
Yes.
Yeah, recovering.
His eye is partly close to like whole half of his face.
It's lots of swelling.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Lots of bruising.
Kind of like he fought Tyson?
Worse.
No, gotcha.
He fought Tyson and one of Tyson's tigers.
Wow, look at that.
Jesus.
Yeah, he took a... It's amazing what he went through.
How did he live? What happened? Did someone stop the dog?
I hope.
I know. He stopped the dog
with his
face.
Right.
Was he the only one there?
Maybe the dog got tired.
It was a one-year-old German Shepherd mix puppy.
Oh, really? Did that kind of damage?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, one-year-old is full-grown. So, you hear one, you think, oh, yeah, like a puppy.
Yeah, it's not a puppy.
Lots of energy.
It acts like a puppy, but yeah. It's the size
full
of a full-grown.
Full strength.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Apparently still teething.
Oh, crap.
What are you watching over there?
What the hell is that?
I'm so sorry.
You watching porn?
I'm so sorry.
What is that?
Wow, Pornhub loud, huh?
The volume was off.
What was it? Ashley.
It was an ad of... It's actually a very sad ad. It's a...
Sad ad?
Yeah.
Sad.
But he's in the shower.
Oh, it's the guy with the hole in his throat. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Sorry.
Why would they put that ad when you're looking up a kid who has his face chewed off?
Bridger Walker, a brave 6-year-old boy from Wyoming. I'm reading the article.
And then an ad with a guy with a hole in his throat comes up.
Right.
Oh, this is just great.
Right. I was like,
well, if you like what happened to that kid, you're going to love me.
I thought it was Nancy Wyman.
What the hell?
I thought it was Nancy Wyman
again. I was
again.
Like, I hear water. What clip is Chaz playing right now?
And he realized, hey, it's me doing it.
Smooth.
The same person who recommended her dad's tattoo.
Stop it.
Wow.
It's an amazing tattoo. It's very well done.
That kid's amazing. What a great nomination.
Yep, he's definitely a winner.
He held for an hour to call in that nomination.
Worth it.
He's a winner, too.
Wow.
I think Chris Evans did a FaceTime with him or sent him a video message. He sent him a video message, and he's watching the video message full in a Captain America outfit with those little padded muscles and everything. And you can see the scars.
The kid?
The little kid. You can see the scars under his helmet.
His mask.
Yeah, his mask.
That sister owes her brother. Like anytime there's chores, like wash the dishes or leave the dish. It's like
wash the car, cut the lawn.
Sis, you're rep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Amazing. Good boy.
He got bit by the dog multiple times on the face and head.
Uh-huh.
So now what happens to the dog?
They put it down.
I'm sure, yeah.
They did.
Yep.
How do we know the sister didn't antagonize it?
She's a baby. She's three.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I'm just saying.
This is authentically AJ.
I'm just saying.
Doesn't like kids, loves dogs. Now it's the kid's fault.
I called the kid a good boy. I said he was brave. But how do we know that the whole thing didn't start because someone did something stupid to the dog? Is that inconceivable?
She's three. So if she did something to irritate the dog,
then
I'm sure it
the parents? Parents should not have had the dog near the kid.
I'm sure it wasn't on purpose.
It's not their dog.
I don't disagree with you that whoever owns that dog should have been on top of it.
Exactly,
yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, watch your pets.
Right. It's
be
your
responsible pet
responsibility.
Owner. Exactly, right.
Holy crap.
Yep, but he's a brave boy, and hope he heals very well.
All right, good nomination. And then Ashley and Phil jumped on it, so now that kid wins.
Yep.
Pretty good. He deserves it.
Bravo. Perfect. Bravo.
All right, right before we go here and do dumbass news,
no.
Ashley asked her dad. Her dad was looking for something that was authentically Italian to get tattooed.
Mm-hmm.
You recommended a series of letters, and Phil looked it up. Phil?
I refuse to be fact-checked.
I'm going to turn your mic off.
You will not ruin my reality with facts anymore.
That was dumb.
I will not let facts get in the way of facts.
Right. You factual fact?
No, because I'm in my own little world, happy over here, and then Phil's like, well, I have to tell you A, B, C, and D, E, F, and the whole alphabet happened, and I don't want to know. I'm happy. My dad's happy.
Is the sky blue on your planet?
I gotta turn her mic off, unfortunately, we're in the same room,
so I
can't completely silence her.
Right. Well, do your
Phil?
Best.
So, yes, those letters were originally used from the original Roman Empire, SPQR. They came back into popularity, or I should say that they were emblazoned on a number of public buildings and manhole covers during the regime of Benito Mussolini because he wanted to promote his dictatorship as a new Roman Empire.
Hmm.
All right. So, cover up tattoo and lucky soul tattoo?
Why do you have to kill everything?
Hey, Jim, you got some work coming.
Why can't you just let people be happy? You have to rain sadness and crap everywhere. I'm so mad.
You should be mad at yourself.
Right?
You don't look this up before your father marks his body permanently.
Here, Dad, put this radio with the tattoo on.
This morning I woke up
Radioactive.
You know, it's a lot nicer when our mic's off.
I noticed that, right? I can do this all day. It's like an annoying sound in the back of the room somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm so mad.
It sounds like when you're talking to someone and they're out in public and it's like someone 30 feet away is talking.
Yep.
Loud.
Like at the end of the train station or something.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
That wasn't it.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. I don't know. Do we just continue this conversation?
That's your answer.
He's always got to share facts.
Always know
what the letters are written all over the street.
Sometimes people just don't want facts and they just want to be happy,
okay,
Phil.
Okay. I have headphones on. You're hurting my ears.
Wow. I just saw a turkey exploding the tree over there.
Okay. Who's the dumbass? Ashley or her dad for not looking into it?
I trust my daughter. She lived over there for a whole semester learning things the whole time.
Yeah, you can't blame dad.
But he knows her.
And there's your answer.
Ashley, what'd you do in your semester abroad?
I'm going to go drink and then go golfing.
Yep. That sounds about right.
Yep. No further questions, Your Honor. Defense rests.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a whole subject, you know, just bad tattoos.
Right.
Misspelled, bad picture.
Right. It was dated to 500 BC. Fact checker.
Okay, why is it written on the streets of Rome? Moron.
Just because he corrupted the thing doesn't mean that it wasn't originally a pure intent.
He corrupted the thing.
You know, ragu is authentic Italian, too.
I can't. You better do something.
Next time, just put ragu next time. Hey, it's Italian, ragu.
Chaz, you better do something.
Put a thing of Chef Boyardee up there.
Obsessed with Chef Boyardee.
Or how about a Columbus tattoo? Why don't you go for that one, too, while you're at it?
Right. Chef Boyardee is really... We talked about this when they were Christopher Columbus, and AJ said, Chef Boyardee. And then people started talking about Chef Boyardee. I got an email from someone who was working at a law office when Chef Boyardee, the real guy, got divorced.
Oh.
Not that great of a guy.
Right. Got half a can.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So.
See that, AJ? You picked the wrong people.
So luckily, Ashley didn't ask Dad to get a Chef Boyardee tattoo.
Probably better than what you got.
Probably.
Not Mussolini.
He didn't get Mussolini tattooed on him.
No.
You know, I'm looking in this book, and Satan is on almost every page.
Oh, my goodness.
666. It's cool numbers.
His name is in the Bible.
When you flip over, it's like 999.
The Bible's good.
And 999 is an information number.
How can numbers be bad?
Numbers can't
Seriously,
be
bad. Seriously, don't let facts affect my reality.
She took her headphones off.
Yeah.
I choose to be happy.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.